is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. Presidential candidates vie in the Midwest for votes ahead of primaries on Tuesday. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump was in Ohio early Saturday, one day after canceling a rally in Chicago because of a mass protest against him. Trump told voters in Cleveland that the protests Friday night at the University of Illinois at Chicago were an organized effort intended to keep him from expressing his views.
And they really stopped these people in terms of our First Amendment, freedom of speech, a terrible situation, I have to tell you. And it just makes all of our friends and supporters more angry. We're going to go to the polls on Tuesday, and we're going to be resounding victory. Resounding.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz told a crowd in Missouri that if Trump wins the Republican nomination, it would hand the general election to former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
That if Trump is the nominee, Hillary wins. And if Hillary wins, the Supreme Court is lost for a generation, the Bill of Rights is lost, our kids are buried in debt, and the future for the next generation.
Hillary Clinton told her supporters, meanwhile, she understands voter anger, but Donald Trump's rhetoric and bitterness are not the way to solve the country's problems.
But the ugly, divisive rhetoric we are hearing from Donald Trump and the encouragement he has given to violence and aggression is not only wrong, it's dangerous, my friends.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio denounced Trump as dividing the party and the country. Ohio Governor John Kasich said that Trump's campaign is toxic. This is VOA News. Iraq's prime minister is vowing to retaliate against the Islamic State after two chemical attacks near the northern city of Kirkuk. One three-year-old girl was killed in the attacks, while 600 others were wounded, and hundreds more were forced to flee their homes. Security and hospital officials say the latest attack took place early Saturday in the small town of Taza, which also was struck by a barrage of rockets carrying chemicals 3 days earlier. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says that U.N.-sponsored peace talks on Syria should go ahead as planned Monday, despite what he called perceived truce violations by the Syrian government. The top U.S. diplomat said that Russian and American monitors are meeting in Geneva and Amman to try to figure out how to reduce the violence in Syria. Meanwhile, Syria's foreign minister, Walid Mualim, said that his government remains committed to the ceasefire agreement. However, he said its delegation to the peace talks will only wait 24 hours for the opposition to arrive. Mualim said Saturday in Damascus that Syria's diplomats would leave for Geneva on Sunday. A Syrian opposition official said that the foreign minister was halting the Geneva talks before they started. Chinese artist Ai Weiwei has brightened the life of a Syrian refugee who has been stranded in a muddy field in Greece. Ai managed to bring a large white piano outside the camp on the Greek-Macedonian border so that Syrian musician Nur al-Khazm could play for the first time in 3 years. Ai and others held a plastic sheet over al-Khazm to protect her from the cold rain while she performed.
Today, when she first time touched the video, the piano, she said, so strange, she forget everything. Her finger cannot really move, and she forgets the notes, she forgets all those keyboards.
Al-Khazm is one of thousands of Syrian refugees stuck in Greece after Macedonia closed its border. She's trying to get to Germany to reunite with her husband, whom she has not seen in 18 months. And French police arrested 14 people protesting the presence of a migrant camp in Calais after they blocked bridges and set fire to tires calling for foreigners to go home. The protesters, calling themselves Identity Generation, gathered early Saturday carrying banners saying go home and no way. Calais has become a bottleneck for migrants hoping to cross the English Channel to Britain. Thousands of people live in a refugee camp there known as the jungle. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.